Hi there, Donna Reish, aka Language Arts Lady, with episode number 32 of 10 Minute Grammar. We are taking adverbs to the next level. So we have, of course, done our next level of article slash noun markers and the three little words tell you that a noun is about to be heard. We have done nouns because articles or noun markers mark the noun and tell you that it's coming. We have done adjectives because they describe nouns. So we want to keep those close together. We've done verbs because that is needed to make a sentence a real sentence. And we want to get those kids writing because grammar is for speaking and writing. And phonics is for reading and spelling. All right. So today is next level adverbs. So you can go back and watch the first episode of adverbs, which was probably like episode 6 or 7. But we're going to take those to the next level. So our mentor sentence is the sneaky cat easily climbs. So last week we just had the sneaky cat climbs, and that is a real sentence, right? Students can make a real sentence once they can have a subject, which could be a noun or a pronoun, and once they can have a verb, and they'll put those together. Dogs jump, right? That is as easy as that. But of course, we want to do sentence building and make our sentences more complex, more interesting, more descriptive. And so we learn all the parts of speech that will help us to do all of those things. All right. Whenever my students have a difficult concept, and there are only two of those, in the case of adverbs and adjectives, for example, they are confusing to students. That's why I don't put them back to back when we study those. And we put them with whatever they go with, right? So we do adjectives, nouns. We do adverbs with verbs or thereabouts. But it is difficult because adjectives seems like a long lost word out there, like conjunctive adverbs or subordinators or determiners or something else that seems very out of reach to the student. But adverbs, that word is not difficult for students. So I always tell my students when they have two difficult concepts, you only need one trick, right? You only need a trick for one. And once you have a trick for that one, then you know the other one is the other one. So in the case of adverbs, I have two tricks. And if you are subscribed to languageartsladyblog.com, you will get these tricks in the visual there at the blog in your email when you receive this episode. So don't forget to subscribe because you get lots of outlines and goodies and things like that that I can't necessarily do on video or audio. All right. So the first way that I teach adverbs is that adverbs have the word verb in them. So that is adjectives. They don't have the word noun in them, but adverb does have the word verb in it. So that's the first trick. The next trick I use is AVA. Adverbs describe adjectives, verbs, and adverbs. Other adverbs, right? AVA. And the last one is a graphic that is a picture of the verbs and a picture of the adjectives and a picture of the adverbs and all drawn out. So you can check that out in my stories or in the email that you can get. All right. So we know what they tell. We talked about that in the last episode. How, carefully ran, when, later called, where, down, drove downtown, and to what extent? Extremely helpful. One thing we have to remember, and I talked about this in the adjective lesson, is that not all LY words are adverbs. And so I like to tell my students that there are certain categories of adverbs that are usually not LY. And these are the time ones, like never, always, seldom, later. They are the negative ones, like no, never, seldom. And they are adverbs that are also prepositions. I'll see if I get to that yet today, but that's like up, down, over, under. All right, so just some general adverb tips. Action verbs versus BHL verbs. There's a reason why all of my students memorize all 36 being, helping, and linking verbs in the BHL verb song. Be a helper, link verb, is, I am, was, and were. You can get that in my poster pack. Parts of Speech poster pack at Teachers Pay Teachers or Language Arts Lady store. But the reason for that is because adverbs, one reason, there are many reasons why we do that, but one reason we do that is because adverbs do not describe those being, helping, and linking verbs. unless they're doing something, but that's not a lesson for today. And that is not even next level. That is the next level. So adverbs go with action verbs. And so they can know where to put their adverbs. They can know if a word is acting like an adverb or if it is an adverb simply by the type of verb that it is describing. And so that is why they learn my students learn the BHL verb song right away. You got those two classes of verbs, actions and being, helping, and linking. Okay, another thing that is important is that they learn all the questions that adverbs answer. And this is really important because students often know that adverbs tell how, and they know they often end in ly. So they're like carefully, highly is an adjective. Carefully, spontaneously, helpfully, right? And so they are all about the ones that tell how. But when it comes to the ones that tell when, later called, they don't even think that later is an adverb. When it comes to ones that tell where, drove downtown, they think that downtown is a noun. And especially when it comes to what extent, because when an adverb tells to what extent, it's usually describing an adjective or another adverb. Extremely, uncharacteristically, minusculely. Okay, so all of those things that tell to what extent. So it's important that students learn the four questions that adverbs answer. And it's also important, besides being able to differentiate between the action verbs and the BHL verbs, it's also important that students know early on that to plus a verb is a verb. It's an infinitive, but it acts like a verb. And so we would say to run carefully, to jump sporadically, right? And so they have to be able to see that to plus a verb is a verb, so it could have an adverb. All right. Now, the whole problem with adverbs versus prepositions. Okay, so prepositions like prepositions show position. We're going to have that in a few weeks. But the ones like up, down, over, under, and so forth, those can be prepositions or they can be adverbs. And so for that reason, we want to always ask ourselves and help our students to learn to ask themselves if that word up, down, over, under, if it has an object with it, under the log, up the mountain, down the slide, or does it not, like she was going to go lie down, right? So that's why it's important to memorize all of your preps. And I have a way to memorize over 100, just like that. And it's also in that packet. It's also in my preposition packets, lots of preposition packets at both my stores, all three of my stores. And they have to be able to see that it is a prep because we're going down the hill, but it is an adverb because we're lying down. All right. So that is the problem with the adverb versus preps, is that if they don't have a good handle on the fact that adverbs describe action verbs, not being and helping and linking, and that adverbs can also describe to plus a verb, and that adverbs can also sometimes be prepositions, and you have to know how they're behaving in order to know which one is which in those situations. All right. One more quick tip about adverbs. There are two kinds of adverb openers, and I'm going to be doing a whole series on openers, and that this will be a part of that. But it is important, and if you watched my choose the correct sentence for today, actually, the day that this is being going live on Instagram, Thursday, May 11th, and if you get your email, you will find one of the two correct the choose the correct sentences has this problem in it. And that is a one word adverb opener, carefully, comma, she ran down the stairs. Or carefully running down the stairs, comma, she tumbled head first. All right. So the difference between those two is that the first one, carefully, comma, she ran down the stairs, is a one word adverb opener. And you usually put a comma, you hear the pause when you know, that type of thing. But the other one, carefully running down the stairs, is an adverbial phrase or an adverbial clause. And your comma doesn't go until later, until that ends. And these openers are very tricky to teach because students automatically put a comma right after that one adverb opener, carefully, haphazardly, seriously, right? And they don't read. So they have to read and listen for that sound. So be sure to follow me on Choose the Correct Sentences because I have some of these in there for you to recognize. But the way that we're going to teach this is through auditory, right? We are going to say, carefully, she ran up the stairs. Where does the comma go? Carefully. Okay, then your real sentence begins. That's what I always tell them. Then your real sentence begins after your opener. Or carefully running down the stairs, comma, she fell head over heels. So if you put carefully, comma, you're going to say carefully, she ran down the stairs and fell, and she fell head over heels. And she ran down the stairs, she fell head over heels, right? It won't make sense. And so they're going to say it, and they're going to say it, and they're going to say carefully running, comma, down the stairs, she fell head, nope, carefully running down the stairs. That's where it ends, right? So this is going to take a lot of verbal auditory practice and writing with it, which is why we use a checklist challenge. All right, that is it for today's 10-minute grammar, number 32, next level adverbs, and I will see you next week. Thanks for joining me.